absolutely spectacular, surreal, otherworldly. This is how the astronauts on Artemis II described what they saw when they became the first humans since Apollo 8 in 1968 to see the far side of the moon in its entirety. The four astronauts, Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen, made history this year when they embarked on the adventure of a lifetime, blasting off from Florida to travel further into space than any human had ever gone before. After flying almost 250,000 miles through the cosmos, they began their historic flight around the far side of the moon, all the while communicating their observations in poetic terms to NASA's Mission Control Center in Houston, Texas. Copy, Moonjoy, responded the Mission Control communicator Jackie Mahaffey, so coining a term to describe the emotional wonder of deep space exploration. Reflecting on his experience, Wiseman said, "I'm not really a religious person, but there was just no other avenue for me to explain anything. I just broke down in tears. It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through." While orbiting the far side of the moon, the four astronauts experienced the indescribable wonder of not only seeing parts of the moon never seen before, but also seeing a total solar eclipse and our own planet setting and rising behind the lunar surface. "Humans probably have not evolved to see what we're seeing," said Glover. Wiseman agreed with this sentiment. "No matter how long we look at this, our brains are not processing this image in front of us," he said. The astronauts also reported experiencing a shift in consciousness, a phenomenon termed in 1987 by space philosopher Frank White as the overview effect. "Seeing our planet from space changes the way astronauts think about Earth and life." As Cook said, "You don't see borders, you don't see religious lines, you don't see political boundaries. All you see is Earth, and you see that we are way more alike than we are different." The Artemis II mission cost billions of dollars, involved highly advanced technology, and had an important scientific purpose. While on their 10-day journey through space, the astronauts had to perform important tasks to prepare for future missions. But it was their vivid and emotional descriptions that captivated people on Earth, demonstrating that despite the money, technology, and science involved, space exploration remains a fundamentally human experience. From the 1st of April, when Artemis II blasted off from Earth, the astronauts began communicating through video and audio the very human side of space travel. The difficulty of living in a cramped spacecraft, in microgravity, and with limited supplies, while dealing with a malfunctioning toilet. But it was on day 6, when they did the lunar flyby, that things became highly emotional, and not just because of the incredible things they saw. That morning, the astronauts woke up to the song "Good Morning" by Mandissa and Toby Mac. And then they heard a special message from Jim Lovell, one of the first three humans to orbit the moon on Apollo 8 in 1968. He recorded the message months before he died last August, age 97. "Welcome to my old neighborhood," he said. "It's a historic day, and I know how busy you'll be, but don't forget to enjoy the view." Later that day, the astronauts wiped away tears as they made a special request to NASA. They asked that a lunar crater be named Carol in honor of Wiseman's late wife and the mother of his two children, Carol Taylor Wiseman, who died from cancer in 2020. The astronauts then embraced, and Mission Control observed a moment of silence. "It's a bright spot on the moon, and we would like to call it Carol," Hansen said. The astronauts had also asked that another crater be named Integrity, in honor of the name they had given their spacecraft. "Integrity and Carol Crater, loud and clear," said Mission Control communicator Jenny Gibbons in response. After returning to Earth on the 10th of April, Wiseman said the request to name a crater after his late wife was the pinnacle moment of the mission, when the astronauts were the most forged, the most bonded. All the astronauts agreed they were bonded forever by their experience in space. But the mission didn't just bring them closer together, said Wiseman. It also brought the world closer together. When we came home, we were shocked at the global outpouring of support, of pride, of ownership of this mission. That's what the four of us wanted. We wanted to go out and try to do something that would bring the world together. And that they surely did.